Hello?
Hi, Dr. Girls.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I was actually just calling, ma'am, to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Dr. Girls. It's usually the owner. Would that be you by chance?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Well, pleasant afternoon to you. My name is Nate, and I'm over at Local Splash. Well, the reason for my call, ma'am, we're a data service provider to Google and Meta. And today, a first page position open for your category. So we're actually calling everyone in your area today looking for one business that specializes in house and cleaning services. I see that you have an online listing with Home Advisor. Are you still working with them?
Okay. No, I don't work with them no more.
Oh, you're no longer working with them? Well, what happened
to
them? Did it work out?
They had too many fake leads, and I was paying for leads that didn't exist. And
I see.
I didn't care for that.
Well, actually, a lot of our clients felt the same way. But reason why I asked that is, I don't know if you're aware that the leads they're sending you are also being sent to other competitors.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're fully aware. Well, reason why I also asked that, ma'am, is because what if we can actually get you great quality results, send leads exclusively to you since we only work with one company per area per industry. It's way more exclusive than any directory listing like Home Advisor. I'm pretty sure that's something that you might be interested in looking into, right?
For sure, yes.
Okay. Also, I'm not so sure if you're familiar with the local map section of Google. Are you familiar with it? Okay.
Yes.
Well, we also provide a service that places companies there because we know 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses. And reason why we're calling you today is because we just had a position open up within our company for your category. So we're actually calling everyone.
I think I'm on Google Maps already, but I don't see why it would help me because, people don't need to find our address because we go to their house. So why would they use Google Maps? I don't understand that part.
Oh, well, if they're looking for your services, we actually put you there for people to be able to look for your services, for them to be able to call you.
But when people do a search, they just go to regular Google to search.
What I meant by that, ma'am, is let's say, for instance, for gutter services within their area, basically whatever pops up on the first page, those are the businesses that get the 90% of the revenue. But if you prefer getting leads, basically we might be able to help you with that too. Like I mentioned, since we only work with one company. But I just have a couple of questions, ma'am.
Okay.
By the way, how long have you owned the business for? I see 2 years. Is that accurate? Okay. 2 years.
More or less,
More or less. And where are my manners again? My name is Nate. To whom do I owe the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Wendy.
Wendy. Wendy, yes. You're the sole owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Also, do you already have a website running, Wendy?
Yes.
Guttergirls.net?
No, guttergirlscal.com.
Cal.com. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Cal. Okay. Also, how far are you guys willing to travel for a new client?
70 miles.
Wow, that's a lot to cover. That's what we're here for, right? Women business.
Right.
So I'm assuming you do both residential and commercial?
Yes.
Okay, both. And you can handle more business, right, Wendy?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Okay. Well, Wendy, if you like what you hear and the pricing is fair, you'd be willing to move forward with this today, right?
For sure.
Okay. Well, one last thing, Wendy. What's your most profitable service out of all the services that you offer?
Gutters, cleaning gutters.
Oh, so it's gutter cleaning, the most profitable?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and pull up the pricing for you as well as any questions you may have. I want to get them addressed. One moment.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Wendy?